Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
But President Trump should do a couple things tomorrow. And I'm not kidding. I'm not saying this in jest. He should bring the FBI receipt with him of copy that they gave to the computer store owner. And he should read out the case number, Sean, because the case number is 272D. 272 is the FBI three-letter designation for money laundering. D means transnational. And then BA is short for the Baltimore Field Office. And he should ask him, he should say, you know, why would your son be involved in a money laundering investigation? Does that anything to do with the big guy?
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of
you. Love Dan Bongino there last night talking about the debate. We've got Dr. Randy Tobler with us this morning. Randy, what do you think?
I think, Mark, that this can be a toss-up come November 3rd, unless Donald Trump does one thing this evening and then, of course, carries it on through the next, 12 days now. And he needs to go back to some of his Hillary Clinton tactics in this debate tonight, Mark. He needs to, instead of being combative in these long-winded, you know, attacks on Joe Biden and Sleepy Joe and everything, when Joe says something that's just patently false, like he's for fracking when he was against it, or he's going to raise your taxes only if you're old, make over $400,000. He just, remember when he just defiantly stuck his chin in the air and said, wrong, lying.
I do, yeah.
Right. And then he needs to follow it up with, speaking of that, Mr. Biden, because I know you, fake news moderator, won't ask this. Who's the big guy in those Hunter Biden emails that don't come from Russia and it's been corroborated by any honest news source? The former vice president. And shut up and let him go. If he does that, if he insists that Joe Biden come out of his corner and stop playing rope-a-dope, he will have a landslide victory. And I think the Senate may not only stay where it's at, but expand. There's a chance for him to hit it out of the park. Now, if he's capable of staying out of the spotlight, I don't know. He needs to be the class clown way too much, way too often these days. And as much as I really like the guy's policies, unless he changes his tactics, I think it's going to be very close, and he's at peril of losing. That's my opinion.
I love the rope-a-dope analogy, because it seems like when you have a major party candidate who goes into hiding 12 days before an election, who refuses to answer questions about, you know, whether or not his there's anything wrong with what they've uncovered on this laptop, whether he'll stack the court, he won't answer any hard questions from anyone. The American public should see that for what it is. It's rope-a-dope. He sees what the polls are showing him, which I don't believe, and he thinks if he just keeps his mouth shut, he can fool the American people for the next 12 days.
Now, of course, the rope-a-dope analogy only goes so far, because if you remember Muhammad Ali, that was a very stealthy tactic that he would use to just curl up and take a few jabs, and then he would come out with just a blockbuster, knock-your-head-off uppercut, right?
Yes.
Joe Biden is incapable of that. And so if Trump exposes the rope-a-dope and just makes it out for what it is and just makes it totally transparent that Joe Biden, the emperor, has no clothes, although he drinks vanilla and chocolate shakes, absolutely, he has a chance to then keep on policy point after he shows just how shallow and empty and how vacuous Joe Biden is. without going too much into personality. Think of all the older people who may have a little... I mean, look at all the Prevagen commercials on TV,
yes,
on Fox News. Those are not directed to people that are in their 30s and, you know, and people are thinking clearly and aren't noticing that they have a hard time remembering the second cousin once removed's name, right?
Right.
And so if you continue to double down on your senile attacks, that's going to hurt some people. And not that he shouldn't point out the fact that Joe is having a hard time communicating and being consistent and all that. But to couch it in personal terms, I think there's a lot of persuadable people, and I've been told this by numerous people in my informal polling of, you know, 36. But I mean, I'm telling you, that turns off a lot of people that still haven't decided and are extremely happy with Trump's personality. I mean, policy. They just cannot stand the personal attacks and the narcissism. They didn't like it with Obama. They don't like it with Trump, and he needs to face the music. He's already got his base baked in the cake. They're there. He needs to play to that middle because they're going to make the difference. And they could swing it to a landslide. I really believe that.
Yeah.
If he really comes out concisely, succinctly punching and letting Biden self-destroy.
So yesterday, Kamala Harris attracted a crowd of about 25. Barack Obama got a few more at the drive-in, people in their cars. You could hear horns beeping. Joe Biden stayed hidden yesterday. But he did do a couple of Zoom interviews. Here's one of them. Cut 13, please.
If you notice, last time, according to Chris Wallace, he interrupted the president and me 148 times. I think that's right. He interrupted Mike. The president interrupted Mike. I mean, excuse me, Chris Wallace and me 148 times.
Yeah, he interrupted Mike Wallace. Did you know Mike Wallace moderated that debate the other night?
Well, that was when Joe Biden was running for Senate.
Oh,
so, I mean, you know,
oh, yeah, he's still
this,
running
this
for Senate.
This happens when you're living in the past, Mark. I mean, God. But at least Joe had his Zoom video off. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, he hey, no tubing jokes around here. You know what I'm talking about?
Tubing on the Zooming.
Yeah, yep, no indeed. Kidding.
Oh, boy.
So could you imagine an analyst at Fox News doing something like that and still being like allowed to potentially come back onto the network? That's what's going to happen at CNN.
I don't know.
Only in bizarro world that we live in today could that happen.
You're
and
right.
The guy be allowed back on the air at CNN.
Absolutely. But I understand that Google in their smart advertising has sent him every optometrist commercial in the world because he's losing his eyesight, don't you know?
Yeah, don't you know? That's a danger. Randy's got some
right.
good lines
this morning. If that would have been a conservative, if that would have been anyone on the Fox News Network or any conservative, forget about it. You're done. You're over. But not Jeffrey Toobin.
No.
Crazy.
No. Look, Joe Biden's did have a Zoom call yesterday, and when it started to get out of hand, Joe had a staffer standing by. Go to cut 14.
Amy,
are you worried about...
Time, that's all the time we have for today.
Can I ask one more, please?
That was it. The journalist wanted to ask Joe Biden another question. A staff member had to interrupt and say, that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah. Yeah,
Joe's got to go another, take his meds.
Time for another Aricept dose. Yeah, I know. It's awful.
At least Joe's got somebody there to make sure the camera is off on the Zoom when he doesn't want it to be on.
Hey, one final thing. I think that since the topics are all pro, you know, Democrat talking points, right? Climate and family and race and yada yada. If they're allowed to have props, even if they're not, he should pull a copy of the 100-and-whatever-page Biden-Sanders manifesto, Donald Trump should, out of his breast pocket, and say, the answers are all in here on page 25. And they should prep him well. On page 25, Americans will be paying, you know, $3,000 more in taxes by the next year. On page 25, you'll be paying more in electric car subsidies within 5 years. And according to the Hoover Institution, you know, he could have crisp answers and say, if you want to look at your future, America, a poorer, more controlled, less liberty-loving future, just read this document. I yield to the senator. Tell me about who the big guy is, Joe.
Yeah.
And just shut up.
I hope he does. That's a great strategy. The president just needs to get out of his own way and do just what you said. Say, here's a copy of his what's on his website. Why are you raising taxes on people's houses? Why are you raising their income taxes?
Yep.
Explain this to the American people, and will you stack the court?
Yeah, and if you'd like the project right next to your nice home in the cul-de-sac, vote for Joe. Vote for Joe and Kamala. Sounds great.
Randy, I'll leave you with
before
this.
Before the police are defunded. Right?
Yeah. So for every tweet you put out today, you have to end it with hashtag MeTubin.
Yeah.
I just want to remind you that.
There you go. Mark Cox, shows at 7 and 9. Love
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Awesome.
That's a lot of fun.
Randy, appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
Always enjoy it. See ya.
We'll talk soon. Dr. Randy Tobler, listen to him every Saturday morning here on 971.
Get more at 971talk.com.